Our team, our little SWAT team at the FCC, comprised of some of the most talented people I've ever worked with, has been among the group of pioneers working to reimagine the .gov experience and facilitate 21st century communication with Americans.
Julius Genachowski, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, came to the recent Gov 2.0 summit to recap a busy year in which his agency brought its A game to the table in improving how it uses the tools of new media and social media to better communicate about its work and its mission.
For example, last year we launched broadband.gov in connection with the broadband plan that Tim mentioned, to provide an online and interactive experience for citizens to get engaged in the development of the National Broadband Plan. The site included the first FCC blog, making it easy for anyone to be involved in the creation of the plan. Our agency is up and running on over a dozen social networking sites, creating quite a large online community. So far, over 650,000 people have connected and participated with the FCC online. That's up from a little bit over zero at this time last year.
Genachowski says in the past year, his agency has held over 60 public workshops on a variety of topics germane to the FCC's mission, involving either the direct participation or the input of over 50,000 people.
The way we do these, we have a public workshop. The senior staff at the FCC rolls up their sleeves with people who are both in the room, but we stream these lives. We take questions and comments over the internet. We launched the first crowdsourcing platform at the FCC to increase the diversity of voices in Washington, and we've received over 45,000 comments through that. And one of the most compelling parts of our online engagement is that blog comments relating to any open proceeding are now officially part of the public record at the FCC. This is something that I thank our legal team for working hard to make happen. As many of you know, the Administrative Procedures Act and other rules are not the most internet-friendly statutes. But we found a way to do it. We said we have to do it. And right now at the FCC, you don't have to hire a lawyer if you want to submit comments to the agency and have them be formally and legally considered as part of our record.
Genachowski also says the FCC is committed to another provision of President Obama's open government directive, that is, more open and transparent availability of his agency's data and information.
We launched an agency-wide data inventory. We created a new chief data officer at the FCC and put data officers in every bureau and office at the agency. We're committed to unlocking our agency's data, I really should say the public's data that we collect at the FCC. We're committed to unlocking that in open, searchable, machine-readable formats, providing very broad access to raw FCC data.
Genachowski then introduced Stephen Van Roekel, a former top exec at Microsoft, who he convinced last year to join the commission as a managing director. Van Roekel had the task of lifting the curtain on the next generation of web and data enhancements to the FCC website, with hints of change you can now see at the web address, reboot.fcc.gov.
We're working very diligently on the new website, and hopefully the announcements I'm making today, you'll see some of the direction we're heading. And before the end of the year, you will see a new fcc.gov that greatly changes from the ground up how we approach web, the web platform, data, participation, and communication. So stay tuned on that.
Among the innovations hinted at on reboot.fcc.gov, an app that gives users a window into the often complicated and arcane process of applying for and getting an FCC license to run everything from cellular telephones to 50-kilowatt AM radio stations, like Federal News Radio.
So our first announcement is something that we call FCC License View. This is a web services API and mashup site that will give you access to licenses at the agency. This is the core asset of this agency. We collect and regulate licenses for all the telecommunications technologies in the industry, and this will give you the first ever view into that data in a much deeper and richer way than the communities had before. It's a small but substantial snapshot We give you access to download the bulk data or access this data via API. But we know going forward that, you know, data cleanup and data integrity are all important things. We're going to continue to work on that. So this is really the tip of the iceberg on where we're going with a broader effort to really open up licensing across the agency.
Another application now in beta on reboot.fcc.gov is a combination of the FCC's license database and data from, of all places, the U.S. Census Bureau.
This census block search API, you know, most major federal data sets are actually built on census data, but nowhere in government was access to triangulate a physical location with census data. When we encountered that problem, instead of going in and just writing proprietary code, we said, let's build a service here that not only we can use to build our platform upon, but we can actually give out to the community as well. So this is the first tool of its kind where now at the FCC website, you can go and through this API, you can query, give us a GPS coordinate, we'll send you back a census block, or you can send us a census block and we'll send you back the geographic descriptor of where this stuff is. And so pretty exciting to kind of reach across government and all the data that's locked up in census format to pull that in.
Finally, Van Relker says if there are any in the federal web developer community who are interested in these and other APIs that are now on the drawing board, they need only go to this URL on the current FCC.gov website.
The last announcement we're making today is the launch of fcc.gov/developer. /developer is our community site where we hope people will come and give us feedback and participate in this development community. We also is the place where you can get code snippets, schema, all the web services API calls to access all the data I referenced today and all the data we're going to do in the future. There is a lot more to come. It's live right now if you head there.
That's Stephen Van Relker, Managing Director of the FCC. At the Gov 2.0 Summit, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.